Some of you have the master touch of the physician himself. You use your hands to pray over the sick and minister to the weak. If you aren't touching them personally, your hands are writing letters, dialing phones, baking pies. You've learned the power of a touch. But others of us tend to forget. Our hearts are good, it's just that our memories are bad. We forget how significant one touch can be. We fear saying the wrong thing or using the wrong tone or acting the wrong way. So rather than do it incorrectly, we do nothing at all. Aren't we glad Jesus didn't make the same mistake? If your fear of doing the wrong thing prevents you from doing anything, keep in mind the perspective of the lepers of the world. They aren't picky. They aren't finicky. They're just lonely. They are yearning for a godly touch. Jesus touched the untouchables of the world. Will you do the same? From Just Like Jesus. God calls us to change the way we look at people, not to see them as Gentiles or Jews, insiders or outsiders, liberals or conservatives, not to label. To label is to libel. We have stopped evaluating others by what the world thinks about them. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 16. Let's view people differently. Let's view them as we do ourselves, blemished, perhaps, unfinished for certain, yet once rescued and restored, we may shed light like two stained glass windows in my office. My brother found them on a junkyard heap. Some church had discarded them. D, a handy carpenter, reclaimed them. He repainted the chipped wood, repaired the worn frame. He sealed some of the cracks in the colored glass. The windows aren't perfect, but if suspended where the sun can pass through, they cascade multicolored light into the room. In our lifetimes, you and I are going to come across some discarded people, tossed out, sometimes tossed out by a church, and we get to choose, neglect or rescue, label them or love them. We know Jesus' choice. Just look at what he did with us. From Outlive Your Life. It's a wonderful day indeed when we stop working for God and begin working with God. From Just Like Jesus. You are so proud of the new gloves you just bought. Your old set was worn and threadbare, defenseless against winter's bite. So you shopped until you found just the right pair. How many did you examine? Dozens. And how many did you try on? Nearly the same number. After all, what good are gloves if you don't like them or they don't fit? Ah, but then you found these. The clerk did you a favor. She reached under the counter and produced a set still wrapped in plastic. You paid the price and walked out the door, unsealing the bag. And now, walking down the avenue on a chilly morning, you prepare to wear your brand new gloves. You step to the side of the foot traffic, tear open the plastic cover, and plunge your hand into the woolen warmth, only to be stopped. You can't get your fingers into the fingers. The five entryways are stitched together. Mistake of the factory? Oversight of the store? Who knows? One thing is certain, your fingers won't fill the glove. A closed fist will, but an extended hand won't. No problem, you say to yourself. I'll make do. You fist your way into the palm and park there, your fingers folded, the glove fingers flopping. Not exactly what you had in mind, but hey, when it comes to warmth, you can't complain. Folded fingers stay nice and toasty. Frostbite is no concern. Function, however, is. Ever try to pick up a newspaper with your fingers folded inside a glove? Not easy. Neither is tying your shoes. Your hands feel like horse hooves. Wave at someone and he thinks you're shaking your fist, and forget grabbing a pencil or dialing a cell phone. Floppy wool has no grip. You want extended fingers.